The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Needed of Samach. The mission earlier in Banim of Nutasim and Beis brings a sheet of Rav Nechemya that if you find a kesem on a davish enu makabel tumah, so there's no tumas k'samim. The mission says, Shai Rav Nechemya Aimer, kol davish enu makabel tumah, enu makabel k'samim. What does it mean, enu makabel k'samim? So Rashi says, kolaymar, laigozru ala k'samim. There's no gzeru of k'samim as far as tumas isha l'baila, if the chayfetz upon which the dam was found is enu makabel tumah. What's the Nechemya's tam? So Rashi says over there, tam mefarsh b'gemara, and that's our gemara over here on Daf Samach Amud Beis. The gemara brings a pasuk, Kivin sheyashva la'aretz nikosa. That is, there's nikoy, there's nikoyin, meaning tyra. When a kesem is found on the aretz, aretz is a davash enu makabel tumah, like the gemara said earlier on Nun Chesem Amud Beis, the beginning of Perek Raya Kesem. The very first Gemara there, Hamashmul, Bodka Karka Oilin V'Yashvala U'Matza Damala Toira. And if you find dam on the Karka, she's Toira. So the Gemara says, first of all, because Medei Raisa, Bepsar Achat Hagi, she needed Hagosha. Aye, what about Medei Rabbanon? So the Gemara on top of Nun Chesem et Aleph says that Shmuel holds like Rav Nechemya, this sheet of Rav Nechemya, that Dovash Eina Makabotum, Eina Makabot Ksamim, and Karka Oilin is Eina Makabotum. Al-Kaponim, that's the sheet of Rav Nechemya. And we pass on the halacha like this in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Tzadik, Sifyud, Yerdei. What's the reason? What's the svara over here? So, the Gemara brings the pasuk. But l'chayr, the pasuk is a together of an asmachta or remez. It can't be that it's really a rai from the pasuk, because we're talking here about Xerid Rabbana. So, you can't bring rai from the psukim. And besides the pasuk in Yeshaya is not really talking about Yisurim Bechlal, so there's some kind of a remez and a smachta in the pasuk. But what's the svara? How do we understand what Rav Nechemya is saying? So the Rishonim and Achrayim as well say different svaras to explain Rav Nechemya's shita. Taisvis earlier on Nun Tes Amad Aleph, the top Taisvis on that Gemara we just referenced, Taisvis says time in Rav Nechemya, kivon the davish ha'kesem boi tahar, gamal ha'isha le'gozer tumah. Since the chayfetz upon which the kesem was found is tahar. Right, because if the kesem, let's just be makdim for a second, let's go back. And we have to remember that besides tumas isha labayla that we have by nida, there's also pasha tumah, that she becomes tumea. And not only does she become tumea, but the dam itself is metame anything upon which it lands. If the dam lands on a keli, that keli becomes tumea. It's not tumah labayla, obviously, and it's not tumah shiva, it's only tumas erev, but there's a tumah. Okay, so Zok Taisvis, that if the kesem fell on something which is tahar, so the issue also is tahar like Gozer. Taisvis is a little bit sassy, he doesn't explain why. Then Taisvis goes on and he says, a big chiddush, Taisvis Akasha, that the Gemara on the bottom of the Chesem Aleph has a case of a mashtisa, which is some kind of keli, it's different from Shatam and Rishonim, what it is. Some Rishonim say that it's something that has to do with weaving, the Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn differently. Al Kaponim, Taisvis Akasha. Taisvis seems to learn now that Taisvis seems to learn it's something that's not Makabel Tumah. So Taisvis, yes. So the Gemara there talks about a kesem found on the Mashtisa, and there's a din whether the Ishas Tumea. Frek Taisvis, if it's not Makabel Tumah, there's no kesem. So Taisvis answers a Gval Gachidish. He says that even though it's not Makabel Tumah of Nida, Tumas Nida, but it's a Makabel Tumah ben Negoyim. It's a Keli which can have Tumas Negoyim. As I talk Taisvis, it's a Mardi Gachidish. Not clear why that should help Bechlal, but that's what Taisus holds. The Ran and the Chedushim, the Zayin Mabeis, says a different shot, something a little bit more moving. He says that the Ikka Gzeres Ksamim is only when we can have Tumo on the Keli, a Beged, whatever it is, and also on Baila. Why? Because if it's just Baila L'chuda, we're not going to make a gzera because it came below Hagosha. If it came below Hagosha, some of their eyes said it's Tyra. So we're not going to make a gzera on that. Hashem Kane, if we're already going to be Mitami the Beged, the Keli, so Mimela will be Mitami the Isha. Why? Why should Mitami the Isha? Dr. Ran, Shalay Avayu Lataris HaBeged. It's a gzera out of the Beged. See, here's a Chiddush. The Ran is saying that you want to know the reason why it is gzera's Ksamim? The reason is because it's a gzeira out of the beged, the keli, which would anyways be, which would taka be tami midiraisa. So Chazal extended that tumah midrabanan onto the isha as well. Which is, this is different than both Rashi and Tosfos. On the bottom of Nazayim and Beis, they say different shatim in gzeiras ksamim, if it's a chashash argosha. Different svaras that Rishayim say over there. The Ran is saying it's pashat. The reason for gzeiras ksamim is machmas the beged. That's what the Ran says. The Neid of Yehuda goes along these lines, but a little differently. The Neid of Yehuda is in Siman Nun Beis, Madur Kam in Yerdeya, and it's brought also in the Chavos Das of Tzadik Sifkot Nches. The Neid of Yehuda says like this. He says, Be'etzem, every kesem is without a hargosha. Right? So it's only the Rabban. And is every kesem is a suffix, maybe it's Me'alma, maybe it didn't come from the Isha. So it's a suffix, the Rabbanan. So it should be Meikum. Elamai. If it fell on a Keli, Yodav Ramakabal Tumma, so that Keli gets a tumma. Why? Because Makar Makar Metame, any dam that comes out from the Isha, from the Makar, is Metame. It's not Tumma's need, just like we said before, but it's tumma. Now what about the Isha? So the Isha will also be Tumea. Why? Because the dam touched her on the way out. So even without Tumas Nida, but Makar Makar Metame, it's going, as it touches her, it makes her a Tame. Nova, Zokta Nadi Yehuda, the Isha has a Svek Sveka. Maybe the dam is not Mimeno. Maybe it's Me'alma. And even if it is Mimeno, even if it came Migufa, maybe it didn't touch her Basar on the way out. If it only touched her Basar on the inside, that's Beis Astar, Maga Beis Astar is not Mitame. It has to be that it touched her on the way out, like it's rolled out her leg or something like that. But that's a suffix, you have a Svek Sveka. Dr. Neid Behuda, that's only the Gabi the Isha. But the Beged definitely touched the dam. You find the dam on the Beged. So on the Beged, you have a suffix deraisa. So you have to mitame the Beged. Once you mitame the Beged, that means you're determining, you've been kaveya, that it did come Migufa. So once it came Migufa, then you have to mitame the Isha. You mitame the Isha, then you have to be mitame the Baila also. By a Beged and by a Dovish and Makabal Tumma. But a Dovish and a Makabal Tumma, we never pass Kandois Tumma on the dam. So Mimela, she's Tahira, even Labaila. Not even, but Mela, she's Tahira Labaila. There's no reason to be Mitame her. As Ezok, the Nedvi Huda, the Chavzas, he has a cash on this. He says that in the Gemara, that even if the dam is Vade Migufa, and it fell on a Dovish and a Makabal Tumma, she's going to be Tahira. Question is why? In that case, you don't have a Svek Sveka. So, it's a kasha on the Nedvi Huda. I'll go upon it, but these are some of the drachim that are said in the Rishayim and Achrayim in Pshat in this din of Rav Nechemya. There's also another derech. I'm not going to say it over now. Just be mitzayin. If you look in the Chedush Chasam Sofer over here, he has another derech, a little bit complicated, to explain the din of Dovah Sheinu Makabel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.